This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1472. Top 5 Reasons to Find Unique Ways to Connect by Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, here with you once again to read from a great post for building stronger relationships. Now, this time we'll turn to the writing of therapist Alicia Janey, whose practice is based in Denver, Colorado. She's going to share with us 5 reasons that we should be finding unique ways to connect with our partners. So let's dive right into this work, hear what she has to say, and optimize your life. Top 5 Reasons to Find Unique Ways to Connect by Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com. Unique Ways to Connect. The importance of finding different ways to sustain your connection. If you're listening to this, you're probably in a relationship and are struggling with finding unique ways to connect with each other. You probably struggle at times with the difficulty of sustaining a genuine spark year after year. You may be frustrated with trying to find unique date night ideas or struggle with coming up with new content to chat about over dinner. Maybe you and your partner feel so disconnected that you're contemplating if the spark is even possible to come back. The spark is complex. It involves physical chemistry, intellectual connection, emotional sensitivity, fun and spontaneity, friendship, companionship, etc. When the spark starts to fizzle, it's normal for us to feel scared and frustrated, maybe even discouraged. We expect a lot of our partner/relationship, and sometimes we can get overwhelmed when we aren't feeling close. Sometimes we expect our relationship spark and connection to sustain in the same way it developed when we first started dating. Of course, it would be ideal to have the honeymoon stage sustain throughout our entire relationship. But the reality is, that doesn't exist. Nothing is permanent but change. We have to detach from the expectation that happiness should be easy, or that our relationships shouldn't require work when the spark starts to fizzle. Our spark is similar to a real flame. It burns out, and it needs to be reignited once in a while. So, why is it important to reignite the spark and find unique ways to connect with our partner year after year? Why is it important to establish unique ways to connect, even when we feel discouraged, resentful, frustrated, rejected, and/or uncomfortable? Here are 5 important reasons to find unique ways to connect with your partner. Why it's important to find unique ways to connect, number 1. It revives your relationship on all levels. Why is this important? Long-term relationships get bored or stagnate easily. It's common to get so stuck in the day-to-day stressors and pressures that we often forget to nurture our relationship in the same way we used to when we were first getting to know each other. Finding unique ways to connect can help you both get inspired to flirt, let go of day-to-day pressures, and give yourselves permission to prioritize your relationship. Here's a tip. Make it a priority to commit to 1 day per week and/or 1 hour daily that there are no external interruptions, not even television. Make it a point to cook dinner together while you chat, listen to music, sip on wine. Go for a walk in a random neighborhood and make note of the houses and scenery. This can also be as simple as eating a meal together without your phones. Why it's important to find unique ways to connect, number 2. It helps you fall in love all over again. Falling in love is something that we often grieve when we're in a long-term relationship. We often miss the butterflies, the mystery, and the overall experiencing of learning about another person and merging our lives together. Falling in love was such a beautiful time in your relationship. When you find unique ways to connect, you may not even realize that this can promote the same chemical reaction, oxytocin, i.e. the love hormone, and can also help you feel similarly to when you initially started falling in love. Why is this important? It solidifies our bond, helps us feel reconnected, and rejuvenates our overall relationship. Here's a tip. Tell each other 3 things daily that you're grateful that your partner did, does, is, etc. Verbally affirming to each other the things that you appreciate allows your partner to feel validated, which helps both of you get out of that rut of taking advantage of one another. Why it's important to find unique ways to connect, number 3. It gives you permission to be vulnerable with each other. You may not even realize this, but regardless of how long you've been together, you are still working on building safety and vulnerability in your relationship. Maybe the initial vulnerable hurdle was saying you loved each other. Then it maybe led to an occasional toot in bed. Then the vulnerability got really heavy when one of you experienced a loss of a job or family member. We're constantly growing and changing. Life is constantly moving. Each new day, month, and year activates new challenges and new experiences. Vulnerability is the key to any successful relationship. And when we exercise our vulnerable selves within the relationship, we're actually building more and more trust within each other. This is incredibly bonding and important to continue to nurture throughout your relationship. Here's a tip. Do something once a month, once a quarter, or a season that scares you, or something that you've never done before. This can be an activity that you do together, like skydiving, improv comedy, or karaoke. This can also be a difficult conversation. Try to continue to push yourselves to strengthen vulnerability. Why it's important to find unique ways to connect, number 4. It forces you both to learn more about each other. You may think you know everything about each other, but that assumption is because you got lazy and forgot to keep exploring. Your partner is constantly evolving, and there's something about them that you probably don't really know, understand, and/or spend a lot of time being curious about. Learning more about each other helps you both continue to be curious. Curiosity is sexy, and it builds desire. Here's a tip. Go to counseling, even though you may not be fighting or in a bad place, and have the therapist prompt questions for both of you to process and explore together. Counseling does not have to be a place only intended to fix your relationship. In fact, it can be a safe place for both of you to enhance your relationship and prevent future issues. Why it's important to find unique ways to connect, number 5. It reinforces the reasons that you fell in love in the first place. Let's face it. We naturally take life and our relationships for granted from time to time. We lose sight of what's really important and meaningful. We often forget the reasons why we choose our person and often fall into the trap of comparisons or doubt when our relationship isn't going as smoothly as we hope. Here's a tip. Reminisce about your firsts. Go to the place that you had your first vacation, date, or adventure. Verbalize to each other how you felt when you both fell in like and in love with each other. You just listened to the post titled, Top 5 Reasons to Find Unique Ways to Connect, by Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. Okay, and thank you a lot to Alicia for that. Definitely a post that we can all put to use, even if we're doing so with important people in our lives who don't play a romantic role. And it goes without saying that those are relationships whose health we really need to consider. You know, Alicia talks about how we take our romantic relationships for granted a lot as we get swept up in other things. But while that's happening, we're more than likely taking friend or familial relationships for granted even more so. These relationships require preservation as well, so think on the tips that Alicia listed under each bullet in this article and consider how they could be translated appropriately into actions we put towards other people that we love in our lives. I'll leave you to that for now, though, everybody. Thanks again to Alicia for this article, and thanks so much to all of you for being here, making another episode possible, and of course for sharing this post if you know someone who could benefit from it. Have a great rest of your Sunday if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here again tomorrow for more, where your optimal life awaits.